Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio. Stay tuned this week if writing a book is gnawing away at you. It's something that you have heard the benefits of. You think there's a book in you, or maybe you're not sure, but you would like to think that there's a book in you. Stay tuned to hear all of the benefits and what you need to do to get yourself in the zone. This week is a solo episode and I'm excited to get stuck in. But before I do so, a little plea if I may. At the end of Beyond the Bio, I always ask for people to rate, review and subscribe. And this is something that means so much to me personally because I know that it has an impact in where the show ranks in the podcast charts. And those reviews are really important to help new people to find the show. I would really appreciate it if you were up for doing a review. Now, this can be a bit tricky, so it depends what platform you listen on. So say you listen on Spotify, super, super easy, you just rate it. That's all you do, and it doesn't give you the option to leave a review. If you are listening to the show on Apple, it's a little bit more complicated, and it does require a review as well as a rating. But let me just talk you through how you do it, because it's a bit confusing if you've not done one before. So basically, you go into the show, so you can't do this from an episode. You have to actually go into the show itself. Then you scroll down a fair bit, and you will see a little section called Ratings and Reviews. And you'll see the ratings there. You tap to rate. Hopefully, you're going to give it 5 stars. And you just write in a little review as well. So let me just read to you the last review that I got, because this is lovely and it's only a few lines long, so it doesn't hopefully take too much time. So Mother Cupper said, loved it is her title. Excellent. This podcast found me and it was totally relatable to what I want to achieve. The guests give really helpful advice and suggestions, and Sophie was great at interviewing them and getting to the juicy bits. I loved the actions and takeaway episodes. We'll listen back to some more of those. So there we go. Really simple, a few lines, and it means a lot. It means a lot to me personally because it takes a lot of time to put the show together. I really enjoy it, but it would be awesome if we could get some more reviews and who knows, might be reading yours out next week. So please do take a few moments at some point today if you can and leave me a review. I'd be really grateful. Okay, on with the show. Stay tuned this week if you are considering what writing a book will do for you and you're intrigued to just give this idea a little bit more thought. This week is a solo episode where I'm reflecting on some of the wins that I've had from writing books and addressing some of the barriers of things that are getting in your way around you doing your first book too. Yesterday, I had a prospective client pop into the office after a referral from somebody else, from a previous client. We had a chat for about an hour and a half and it's ended up with us sending over a proposal, and I'm optimistic that this person is going to be working with us. But as we got about half an hour, I would say, into the conversation, he made a comment about how on his drive over to the office, he had actually been listening to the end of the audiobook version of From Unknown to Unforgettable. Obviously, it's lovely anytime someone tells me that they've been reading or listening to the book. But the timing of that was just perfect because obviously we were having this discussion, this sales discussion about the potential of this guy and his business coming to work with us. So the fact that he'd just finished off the book, the fact that he'd consumed the whole thing, had really enjoyed it, was telling me about the bits that he'd been enjoying, was just perfect timing. It meant that the rest of the conversation flowed more easily. He fully understood the range of services that we already offer because the book reflects what we do here at Mojo. And it also meant that that potential client feels like he already knows me. He's heard my tone of voice. He's heard a lot of my stories, my experience, my knowledge. And that was just such a big win. And he made a comment about how listening to audiobook versions when you're driving is a little bit of a challenge when it's a business development book, because you then haven't got the chance to write the notes or follow up on any of the exercises. So that gave me a great opportunity to gift him a paperback version of the book so that he could draw on that and do all those things that he wanted to do, which he was really pleased with. If you're a long-time listener of Beyond the Bio, you'll have heard me talk about how my books have opened doors for me in the past. So my current book is my third book. It's very much related to the services that we provide through Mojo, which is fantastic. But the previous two books were on different topics, and there was a place and a time for both of those too. And they both still sell now as well, to be fair. Things that I have seen happen as a result of having the book. One, that example that I just gave you before around the prospect having read the book or listened to the book in his case, just making those sales conversations so much easier, because it is just like a chat. They've almost decided at that point that they want to work with you. And in fact, I've even had someone who has read the book literally ring up and say they want to work with us straight away without having to do any sales whatsoever. So the book is certainly the best business card that you will ever have. So it is fantastic in that sense. Other things that the book has done for me has been to make it easier to get speaking gigs, because if you're a published author, then you've got more authority, more clout. It's that expert piece. You know, no one can write a book that's 30, 40,000 words without having a high level of knowledge on that particular topic. So you're immediately elevated to that position of expert. With the speaking side of things, I have also been able to package the book into speaking opportunities. So if I've been paid to speak somewhere, I've been able to increase that fee and say we will provide 100 books or whatever number it is needed for each member of the audience to have one. So that's been a really great way to get the book into the hands of more people as well. The book's been great for this podcast as well. And certainly around the book launch time, we saw a huge correlation between book sales and the podcast, and you're able to cross promote within these assets. So the book promotes the podcast promotes the book. It works so well. So as you'll know, I'm a huge advocate for writing a book, whether it be one or whether you get the bug and you end up doing loads. And it's for all of the reasons that I've already referenced, and it's something that I am encouraging all of our clients to do at the moment. But obviously, there are a lot of barriers in place for many people when they're thinking about writing their own book. So it might be a lack of confidence. They are not known for writing. They find it difficult. Perhaps they get writer's block. They don't think they're good enough. Maybe they weren't great at English at school and they've got all these hang-ups. So there's something around people feeling that they don't have the right level of ability to write a book. And that is such a myth, because you are the one that has that knowledge and that content and that experience to talk about. So with a bit of help, you will be able to get that into some kind of order. And especially if you end up working with a publisher like Mojo or somebody else, then you're going to get that expert guidance that makes sure that when your book actually comes out, that it has been through a thorough process to make sure that it really does represent you very well and in a professional light. The other thing that I hear a lot about is, oh, I'd love to write a book, I just don't have the time. Now, that is a fair challenge. And let's face it, it's rare that people can just bash out a book in a weekend. Although I know two people that have done that and their books have been pretty successful. So if you want to write a shorter book, or, you know, you've just got so much flowing around in your head, that is possible also. However, for most of us, it does take time. And actually, the time isn't necessarily in getting that first draft together. It's in the stages that come after that, where you're refining it, where you're getting feedback, where perhaps you're needing to do some research to back things up. So all those other bits that make the book so compelling and a great piece of work. So I get the time challenge. However, this may surprise you to hear this, but if you plan your book out really well, get super organized and have some kind of schedule and plan to it, then you can write around about 1,000 words an hour. Now, the typical business book is between 30 and 40,000 words. So if you think about it in that sense and break it down, it is not impossible. So time isn't necessarily the issue. The other thing is around imposter syndrome or overwhelm, thinking, you know, am I good enough to write this? And needing that support and encouragement to start things off on the right path. I get that. You know, we all suffer from imposter syndrome from time to time. And a big project like a book is bound to generate some level of overwhelm. And I think in this case, it's a really great idea to maybe buddy up with somebody else that's writing a book, or join a mastermind, or some sort of accountability group where you can help to keep each other on track. And that can be super, super helpful just to keep things moving. One great option is to explore the idea of attending a writing retreat, which is something that we offer at Mojo. We did our first one a couple of months ago now in the most remote, beautifully stunning country house in the Yorkshire Dales. And by attending something like this, you're committing to it financially and time-wise to get yourself into the right headspace and get yourself in the zone. Now, you might be able to create your own version of a retreat if you have some understanding as to how to put the book together and you just want to go off and write somewhere. So it might be that you take yourself off to a spa or something similar, or a holiday. Or we have a client that went to India for a month and just literally sat in a room and wrote. So whatever floats your boat. But if you want that structure and that support, then a retreat is probably a really good way to go about it, because the beauty of the retreat is you're there for that purpose. You're going to get some help and support in putting the book together, developing it from idea through to a structure, and getting some writing under your belt alongside other people that are in exactly the same position, which creates an automatic accountability group that you can continue with afterwards and set each other goals and challenges and put out what your objective's going to be in terms of getting that first draft finished. So a writing retreat can be super, super helpful for that. We had one lady that came onto our retreat, and in that first session where we were getting to know each other and we're talking about book ideas, she was saying, well, you know, I've got this idea. It might not actually be a book. It could be a course, or, you know, I'm not really sure where I'm going to go with it. So literally right at the start of her journey, you know, she hadn't planned anything out. She hadn't written anything. It was literally an idea. And she went from that to day two, planning the whole book out and getting it down into some kind of structure, to by the end of the weekend, having written 4,000 or 5,000 words and having a full schedule to stick to. And she is on track to finish the first draft of her book by the end of July. So amazing progress for her. And I think that is the beauty of going on something so targeted as a retreat, because you know that you've made that investment and you want to get some results from it. So that was a really brilliant moment for me to see as a facilitator. The great thing about where our retreat is it literally is so remote. So yes, you can spend time outside and enjoying nature and getting inspired, but it's that lovely peace and having all your food done for you for the weekend, having somewhere beautiful to sleep and all of the lovely facilities that we've got. So a huge thing is the vibe and just getting you into that headspace. And like I say, the structure of the event, the mentorship, the community vibes. And I think as well, it's that clarity, isn't it? It's those outcomes that you want from having some time out to focus completely on your book, that clarity, understanding the writing progress, developing your confidence, and also thinking ahead to how you're going to publish the book, because there are several options ranging from traditional publishing, pitching a traditional publisher, to the other end of the scale, self-publishing, and then you have the middle option, which is a hybrid publisher. So it's understanding all of those, and they can help you with your timeline. They can help you work out when it needs to be ready and you're almost working backwards, and also just get you thinking about what you're going to do for the launch and how you're going to maximize this asset when it's ready. So are you someone that keeps saying that you're going to write the book one day? If so, then this is a good sign for you to get organized, get it on your vision board, get it in your diary, get it planned out for when you're going to do it. So are you going to make the most of coming to a retreat like ours? Are you going to do something else where you take yourself off and just get planned out and get organized and get those words written down? Whatever you do, you've got to make a plan. Otherwise, it just won't happen, will it? We say we're going to do things, and until we get focused and intentional about it, it just doesn't happen. But I'm hopeful that I've painted a picture of what finishing a book and publishing the book could unlock for you, because there is just so, so much potential there. You're ready, you just need the space and support, and this is the sign to go ahead and get that happening, make it happen, create that mindset shift that you need to finally start your book. At Moja, we run regular writing retreats in the beautiful Yorkshire Dales. If this is something that you're interested in exploring and getting more detail, seeing the video of our beautiful location, seeing some testimonials of people that have attended and enjoyed and got value from the experience, we'll pop a link in the show notes so that you can check it out. And hopefully we will see you signed up to a future event. Thank you for listening. If you're serious about growing your profile, take our free profile assessment quiz to see where you're at right now and get hints and tips on how to improve your score. You'll find the link to the quiz in the show notes. If you've enjoyed the episode, it would be mint if you'd subscribe, like, and leave a review. See you next Monday.